danska Karen Andersen, känns bäst igen som popsångerskan Mö. Hon var punkare som ung men växte upp till att bli en riktig popikon. Mö, hon har samarbetat med alla möjliga stora players inom musikbusinessen. Major Lazer, Justin Bieber, Snake Hips, Noah Cyrus, Iggy Azalea och alla de här samarbeten har lett till väldigt stor framgång. Då jag sätter mig mittemot Mö så sker det på Ilosai Rockfestivalen år 2017.
Nice to meet you. How are you?
You too. I'm very, okay? Very good. Yeah.
What usually happens like an hour and a half before the show?
It really depends. It actually really depends like whether it's been like a busy day or like a chill day. But usually, I mean, we'll get like a beer or a drink of some sort and then like put away our phones actually if we can manage and then just,
really?
You know, yeah, do that and play cards.
Oh, right.
Yeah, and like put on music and just try to get in the mode. I think it's so important that you get like in the zone to play. Because if you're like working and like texting and doing emails, you'll be like in another place. And I think it's so important that you try to prepare yourself for the stage.
What music do you listen to usually? Like, do you have like pre-gig playlists?
I mean, if it's my drummer that decides, it's always hip-hop, which is really nice. But sometimes, like, I like to, for instance, put on old, like, punk or rock music, just like to, because I like, that's what, like, that was what my teen years were all about. So I right. like listen to that kind of music before going on stage, because for me, it's like, oh, like, I want to get in that zone of, like, trashing down, like, what do you say, like, to be, like, aggressive and, like, and,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
So I'd rather have, like, that kind of music on it. Before a show.
There is like you're considered to be a pop artist, but you definitely have a lot of punk spirit. I guess you agree on that.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, again, like I was in that environment for so many years, like being active as like playing in a punk band, but also on like politics.
Yeah.
So yeah, I like it. You can't, I mean, that's just a huge part of who I am. Even though I love pop music and I'm not like I admit that and I like doing pop music, but I just think it's important that you don't forget who you are and that you still value all the values and virtues in your life. And yeah.
There's something that you told me when we were on the phone like a year and a half, 2 years ago or something. There's something about, we talked about your when you were a teenager and you were like more like really into punk.
Yeah.
And there's something that you told me that, you know, about different phases that when anyone is a teenager, you know, with dressing up, like trying different, like searching for yourself.
Yeah.
There was something that you told me that you said that there was like a phase that you weren't too proud of, like just when it comes to like clothing or something. Can you remember? Was there some phase?
Well, I mean, of course, I remember the whole thing about when I started to realize that I wanted to dress in black and like,
right.
you know, be different. I don't even know what it was like, but was that the thing you
it
talked
was something
about?
Something like that, yeah.
But I mean, I actually remember that I was like, you know, of course, like you're always scared the first time you put on something weird. You're like super scared of like how people are gonna react to it. But at the same time, it's something you have to do because it's like this urge inside of you to just be like, fuck,
yeah,
fuck you, like, and so. But I actually do kind of remember it as like a very positive thing. But yes, like looking back then, like, you know, like 4, 5 years into like the whole thing when I was like accepted in the punk environment,
right,
when I look back on how I dressed in the beginning of my, you know, of those years, yeah, I look like a fucking mess, like, sure. Yeah. But
do you have any pictures still, like
I do have a couple, yeah, also because like my cheeks were so like I had so much puppy fat, so my face was very, very big and round.
Okay.
And then I was skinny and then I had this big fucking red hair and so I just looked kind of funny, you know, and then dressing all weird, so, but it was nice, like it made me you know, it made me who I am.
from dressing up to dressing down, did you hear about the world record that they did here today, today in the afternoon?
They did
a skinny dipping world record. There were 800 and
skinny
dipping, you know, going swimming in the nude.
Oh shit.
Yeah, like a group record. Whoa. It was 896 naked fins in the lake here.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh wow.
They broke the record. The previous record was in Australia and they beat the record with 3 people.
Fuck, that's
yeah.
awesome. That's amazing. Congratulations.
If you would have been here earlier, would have you considered to participate? You could like put a mask on and
I know like, yeah, like yeah. The only thing, I'm actually very in Danish we say blufærdig. I actually don't know what the word is, but like I'm very shy.
Oh right.
So actually I would have like I would have loved to adapt that spirit and just be like, and I'd be like that with many things, but being naked, I'm like super scared.
Okay.
So maybe not, but I would have been like, get in. Yeah.
Is your album is going to be released this year still? Or can you say it?
Yes, so like the thing is, I mean, to be honest, like I'm working, but like we're gonna put out some EPs and then the album, but right, it's right, not right. really official.
Okay, so, okay, well yeah. I'll delete that.
Please delete it, yeah, sure. but just so you know, so it's hard to explain, it will, I'll release a lot of music this year and in the beginning of next year.
Are you an album person? Like when it comes to you yourself listening to music, do you like listening to albums, or are you like a single playlist EP kind of person?
No, I mean I grew up from the album, so I am an album person. But at the same time, I do actually really like also like I think it's exciting that nowadays it's all about singles and collaborations and and so even though I mean yes, in my guts I am an album person and I want to make albums because I think that's a great way of like showcasing who you are as an artist and like put some more what do you say like meat on like your fucking what do you say like the core like get some more like body on the bone, work
yeah.
to show who you are and what you want to say and tell a story like and so from that perspective I'm super into albums but I kind of also just like I don't mind how it is. I just if I like an artist a lot, if I see a new artist and I'm like wow I'm intrigued by this, then I don't only want to listen to the singles. I want to hear if they have more to say than just you know like you need that like to be a fan of someone.
I agree. I usually don't before interviews like I don't take my stuff from Wikipedia usually, but I actually did check out your Wikipedia page a few days ago.
Oh,
and
okay.
Of course everything isn't always true, but it says there about your family that your mom is a teacher, your dad is a psychologist and your brother is a doctor, that's right?
Yeah,
my academic family.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, in some ways, like actually when I grew up though, both my parents were school teachers, but then my dad, he started studying psychology like, on the side. And yeah, now he's like a professor in psychology. And my brother's, I mean, he's becoming a psychiatrist.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so I mean, yes, he is a doctor.
they still like, oh, because you're an artist and you make music, of course you're doing well, so I guess they're really supportive, but were they like always supportive that you didn't like choose the academic path?
Yeah, like the thing is like, I was never that child, you know, I was not good in school like that. My brother, he's like the brainy guy and he has that academic thing, but the thing is actually my father's dad, he was an artist. So I think, you know, he was just to see me being a very, like, I was definitely like smart on the creative side, not so much on the, like the whatever school shit, like thing side. So they've always just been like, you know, it's very important that your child does what they like to do and what makes them happy and what they're good at eventually. So yeah, so they've always been supportive.
Oh, that's great.
I don't think they thought I was gonna like, you know, again, there's no musicians in my family and like we never really had like a, you know, we're very normal family, if you know what I mean, like very middle class, normal suburban family.
Yeah.
So of course it came as a shock suddenly like, whoa, okay, what? She's been played on the radio, that's crazy, but they've been supportive all the way.
Do you remember the first lyrics you ever wrote? Ever.
Yeah, okay. But like, I mean, I'm not sure it's like the very first, but I remember as a, like, cause I actually started writing songs in English like from a super early age because of the Spice Girls.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So when I was like 7 or 8, I started like being like, I wonder how you make a song. Like, cause I had no idea. And I just wanted to be like the Spice Girls. I didn't care.
Who was your favorite, by the way?
Sporty Spice.
Of course.
Yeah. But I loved all of them, to be fair. But I think so one of the first lyrics I did was something like Lila Lila La, we are here for everything. And it doesn't make any sense, but that was one of the first sentences I wrote for a song in English.
Could you repeat it?
Lila Lila La. You know, it was back in the days where all the songs were like doopy 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 dab dab dab
dee dee.
So it was like Lila Lila La and like just blah. And then we are here for everything. Whatever that means, I have no idea.
I think you should use that piece of lyric sometimes.
Maybe I will. Maybe I'll phrase it so it makes sense though.
När Mö var ung så älskade hon punk och punkstilen och hon lyssnar fortfarande på punk, framförallt före spelningar för att få upp energin. Som ung så enligt sig själv så hade hon ett runt face, hon var spinkig och hade enormt rött hår. Att hon påstod att hon såg lite lustig ut bland andra punkarna, men hon fick nog ändå vara med. Vi snackar även det här naken simrekordet på Ilosai Rock, men det hade nog Mö inte deltagit i, för att enligt henne själv så är hon väldigt, väldigt blyg. Hon avslöjade lite i misstag här att hon skulle släppa en serie med EP och ett album, men då var det hemligt. Nu, det här är ju alltså några år sedan, så att det är offentligt och det har allt hänt det där redan, så att kanske jag kan avslöja det nu. Hon älskar albumhelheter, men hon fattar också nog grejen med att vissa artister bara har fokus på singlar. Mö är inte den enda begåvade i hennes familj. Hennes bror är läkare, hennes morsa är lärare och pappan är psykolog. Och Mö, hon erkänner själv att hon var skit i skolan och var inte så intresserad av den delen av livet. Att hon alltid varit mer kreativ än akademisk. Och som tur så var hennes familj så pass schyssta att de aldrig tvingade henne att byta bana.